Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm David Knight. It's Thursday, February 27th, 2014, and here are our top stories.
Tonight, American sailors are left crippled from Fukushima radiation. Then, a central banker becomes the new Ukrainian prime minister. And Russian jets are put on combat alert. That's next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
Like Howard Beale says in Network, you've got to get mad. You've got to get angry. You've got to find your humanity. And you've got to start kicking some New World Order ass in the InfoWar.
Well, has Washington finally gotten the response that they want from the Russians? Remember the Cold War? Remember the good old days of high profits for the military-industrial complex and the whole world living on the brink of nuclear war? Well, that seems to be what Washington wants to bring back. That and, of course, banker control of the Ukraine. We see that Russia's put fighter jets on combat alert as tensions are mounting. Paul Joseph Watson reports Russian fighter jets along the country's western border have been put on combat alert as tensions mount over fears that Moscow is preparing to intervene militarily to protect its interests in the Ukraine. They're saying constant air patrols are being carried out by fighter jets in the border regions. Yesterday, a snap drill involving 150,000 troops was announced that it would take place in western Russia. And, of course, Moscow has also announced plans that it's going to have a massive expansion of its global military presence with a number of new bases in countries like Vietnam, Cuba, remember that, Cuba base, Venezuela, Nicaragua, and Singapore. It's significant because Russia currently only has one naval base outside the former Soviet Union in Tartus, Syria. And of course, they're attacking their military access, their naval access, through the Crimea. What do they think they're going to get from the Russians? Well, we know what they think because we had Victoria Nuland, the Assistant Secretary of State for Europe and Eurasian Affairs at the State Department in the U.S. She calls the Ukrainian ambassador on an unsecured line, and basically with ham-fisted hubris talks about how they want to F the EU, and then has the audacity to say, I'm amazed that Russia would be listening to my phone conversation. She knows that they're listening to her phone conversation. Come on, that's all we've been talking about for the last year, is how the NSA and intelligence agencies are listening to everyone's phone conversation. So when she, as a Secretary of State assistant at the State Department, when she calls the Ukrainian ambassador, she doesn't think that's being monitored. She doesn't think it's going to go out. That's ridiculous. Now, of course, today she's talking about Yat. That's right, Yats, her newfound friend in the Ukraine. He's a central banker that's now been appointed as the prime minister of the Ukraine. According to Kurt Nemo, he says a reshuffled Ukrainian parliament that's been installed after a coup last week has voted to appoint Arseniy Yatsenyuk as the new prime minister of the company, or she calls him Yats. I guess I'll call him Yats too, since that's kind of a difficult name to pronounce. But it says, this is the way Bloomberg reports this. They say, Ukraine is on the brink of bankruptcy and needs to be saved from collapse. And Yats has a strong economic background. In other words, that's code word for, yeah, he's a banker. That's a quote from the Heritage Foundation talking to Bloomberg. Now, the IMF is stepping in. They're going to offer $35 billion to the Ukraine. This is the way they're going to enslave them. Russia was only giving them $15 billion, but the IMF is going to offer them $35. It's very much like the offers you get right after you graduate college. You know, they want all these credit card loans that they're going to extend to you. They need to look at the terms. They need to look at what the IMF has done to destroy democracy in Greece and Italy, taking out duly elected people and putting in Goldman Sachs bankers. They're going to loot the country of the Ukraine. And at the same time, the U.S. State Department and the military-industrial complex see a way that they can revive Cold War tensions and create yet another new profit center for the military-industrial complex. They lost the Cold War profit center when Russia collapsed, and then they started the police state, the terrorism state profit center. Now they're going to go back and re-add the Cold War profit center. It just keeps following the money. Follow the money and see what these guys do. That's what this is about. Now, in some sad news, we see that another Navy lieutenant has come forward and said that the power plant mission has ruined his health. It's now up to 100 people At the time that we talked to a sailor a few weeks ago that was on the USS Ronald Reagan that was dispatched to Fukushima, at that time it was only 79 sailors who were saying that they had contracted various diseases that they believe were a result of going to Fukushima and being exposed to high level of radiation in both drinking water as well as showers and hanging out in that local area. It's been almost 3 years since Fukushima happened. We're only about 2 weeks to the third anniversary. It says the Navy rushed in to help, but those sailors are now paying the price. Nearly 100 of them believe that the mission ruined their health. Now, the way CBS News Baltimore reports this, they say the U.S. military sped to the disaster zone for help, not knowing it was headed into the path of a radiation plume. That's not really convincing. And this is what the lieutenant says. He says, when you've got a nuclear power plant that's melting down, how can you not expect health risks to come from that? Now, of course, they're not getting any help from either the Japanese government, TEPCO, or the U.S. military. They're suing TEPCO for this. And the U.S. military says, well, we understand these people are very sick, but government reports indicate that the radiation levels on the USS Ronald Reagan were well below what's considered to be dangerous. Why? Because they continually redefine the radiation levels to suit whatever their current purpose is. Now, one of the things that we learned from Fukushima was that it's not just a reactor failure like we saw at Three Mile Island or like in Chernobyl that we have to be concerned about. It's also the storage of the nuclear waste. This is still the major concern at Fukushima, and we see that this is happening here in the U.S. We had 13 people exposed to radiation at a New Mexico plant. They were handling waste. It was waste leak that was exposed to them, and this is something that we're seeing more and more as we see old plants that are getting older and older, and they're starting to leak water. They're starting to leak from the storage vessels, and yet they continue to extend the licensing of these plants, which were initially licensed for maybe only 20, 25 years, they just arbitrarily extend it for another couple of decades or 30 or 40 years. So we're continually seeing breakdowns of equipment. We're seeing leakage of radiation. And that's what we really need to be concerned about, is that not just a catastrophic failure like we saw at Fukushima, but the low-level constant leaking and the bioaccumulation that happens with radiation. We have these nuclear power plants all over the United States, and the former head of the NRC has said we need to shut down all of them and redesign them from the ground up because they all have the same fundamental problems with nuclear waste storage that we see at Fukushima. Well, stay tuned. We're going to be right back with some information about some victories in the InfoWar as well as some continuing fights. Stay tuned.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere. From all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents, radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Welcome back. Now, it's a sure sign that we're winning the information war when we start to see people like Rachel Maddow at MSNBC start to question the government's official story instead of just being a propaganda outlet for the government's official stories. Instead of just repeating their press releases, she's actually looking at the behavior of the FBI. And this is a real change because we've seen her make all kinds of ridiculous accusations towards InfoWars, Alex Jones, anyone who questions the government's official story. But now she's taking a close look at, of all things, the Boston bombing. She says there's something wrong at the FBI, and she urges a release of the Boston bombing autopsy report. She also points out that every FBI shooting since 1993, and that's about 150 of them, have been deemed to be justified by who? Oh, by the FBI. That's right. They're the ones who investigate themselves. Something fundamentally wrong with that. And she has a problem with the execution of Ibrahim Todashev. You know, that's the guy that was picked up for questioning by the FBI. He told his friends, I'm worried that they're going to kill me. And then it turns out he was shot six times, once in the back of the head. And yet, we don't know exactly what's happening. So she's asking questions about that. That's good that she's asking questions. Is this a case of them looking at their falling ratings and deciding that they no longer have any credibility any more than the military does? Remember the press release where the military said the public sees everything that we're doing as just mindless propaganda? People are starting to see that from the mainstream media. We just saw Piers Morgan and CNN. Their ratings are falling through the tank. And Rachel Maddow and MSNBC are not far behind. Now, we've also seen some victories on the food front in the info war. Remember, we had Vana Hari, who is the food babe. She kicked off her petition to get shoe rubber, as we call it. It's a chemical called azo dicarbonamide, if I pronounce that correctly. It's a shoe rubber chemical that was removed from Subway's bread after she started her petition here at InfoWars. It very quickly went viral. She had the greatest reaction that she's ever had from any petitions that she put out there. It was picked up. They pulled it out of their food. But now we learn that it's not just Subway. It's nearly 500 common foods that are putting that in there. They had an organization went through 80,000 common grocery foods, and they found it in nearly 500 items. Things like White Castle frozen cheeseburgers, Pillsbury dinner rolls, Nature's Own whole grain bread. That sounds very healthy, and yet it's got rubber, the same chemical they used to make rubber mats. What they're doing is they're actually poisoning our food in order to make it pretty. You know, a lot of times you'll look at heritage foods, even the farmer that we spoke to earlier this week about his heritage pigs, maybe they don't look as nice as the clean-shaven pigs with no tails that the big agro creates, but if you look at a heritage tomato, it may not look very good, but it tastes great. What they do, however, is they genetically modify or selectively breed these tomatoes to look good in the grocery store. And many times they don't have any taste, and many times they have something like Monsanto has done where they systemically put in a pesticide, genetically insert that into the pesticide. You can't even wash it off. It is put into the DNA of the food. That's what we have to worry about, and we have to ask, why are they doing this? Just to make the food look good? Just to sell it? Just to make it look appetizing when it loses its taste, when it has great health consequences to us? And all the while, they're trying to shut down family farms, putting out new regulations from the FDA, talking about how they're going to shut down natural fertilizer on the farms and stop practices like having animals plow, which is something that's been going on for millennia. Now, we also see that Yahoo has now had their webcam images intercepted by Britain's version of the NSA, the GCHQ. I guess that's kind of a generally creepy headquarters. And they're acting kind of like a combination of the NSA and the TSA, because although they've intercepted this from 1.8 million users in just 1 6-month period alone, a lot of this material has included a large quantity of sexually explicit images. So they've kind of combined both of the functions of two of our worst Big Brother agencies. And here's one of their internal memos. They say, as a trade-off, we only collect an image every 5 minutes, but it would be helpful to incorporate selection and collect images at a much faster rate for all of our targets. We should see if this is feasible. That's right. They want to know everything about you. They can't get enough pictures of the public. looking at people's webcam images from Yahoo, is that really a valid concern for the security agencies, or are they just trying to violate our privacy? Are they just nothing but a bunch of disgusting peeping Toms who are trying to invade every aspect of our life? Why are they rolling this out? Do they want us to know that they're doing that? Right after the break, we're going to be talking to Leanne McAdoo, and we're going to see how many times the government gets right in your face with messages about how they're recording you, and many other times they try to keep it covert. We'll be right back.
Globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. And the InfoWars Army is standing strong. Wake up your family, friends, and neighbors and break the matrix at InfoWarsStore.com. Learn the truth and spread the message of liberty with the world's most comprehensive collection of books and documentary films. Maintain a healthy metabolism and energize your body to perform at peak health with Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Protect your family and be prepared with survival foods and emergency preparedness kits. And now you can drink safe water with your own ProPure water filtration system, which removes fluoride and other harmful chemicals from your family's water supply. Save 10% with the promo code WATER. So join the revolution, InfoWarsStore.com.
Welcome back. Now, thanks to Telly Blackwood for forwarding this to us from California. You know, we see the Department of Homeland Security, the federal government, sending out these armored vehicles to local police departments. This is a small town, Modesto, California, where they've gotten one of these. They found a novel use for it. They are putting cameras in it, and they paint on the side, smile, you're on camera. Now, they got four wide-angle lenses, four zoom lenses, and they say, we can keep it for days. See that woman right there? She has the mentality of a slave. She's saying, oh, I just love these cameras because it's going to make me safer. No, you're not. You don't ever get more secure by giving up your liberty. And, of course, it also begs the question, how do the feds feel about the fact that we videotape them? Do the cops like that? No, they don't like it. And we're not even taunting them with signs like, smile, you're on camera. How would they like that? How do you think cops would react to that if the public showed up with signs saying, smile, you're on camera? Maybe we should try that. But they're not always so obviously in your face. Of course, they do a lot of things covertly. And joining us in the studio is Leanne McAdoo. Leanne, tell us about some of the things that are just breaking that we're learning about the covert surveillance of our government.
Right. Well, now it's in your face. You know, we've been reporting for the last 8 years or more about the Xbox spying on you, the webcams. These are things now that Snowden's leaked them. It's legit. They are literally tapping into your computer and spying on you via your webcam. And of course, The Guardian is reporting that Yahoo's webcam images have been intercepted by GCHQ, which is, of course, you know, the UK NSA.
That's right.
And it's everywhere. But now in my report that's coming up, we're going to talk about how we are basically building our own prisons with this energy efficiency. The Newark, New Jersey airport is so proud of their new LED efficient light bulbs that are going to help to reduce their carbon footprint. But hey, they also have spy cameras in them that are spying on passengers before they even get to the gate.
One of the most disgusting things of that report was just how they kept coming back to this woman who's, she's just so glad that they're doing this for her security and for her safety. You know, if you've got this kind of quote unquote security, that's the kind of security you get in a prison. It's the pan-optagon security where they've got a central tower and they can look at all the jail cells at once. They actually set this up in Victorian times so they could, you know, just physically do that. Now they're doing that with everything. They're measuring every aspect of our lives, what we think, what we talk about, where we go. Everything is under their surveillance. And we're supposed to feel safer about that? It's absolutely insane. It's an infrastructure for tyranny.
Right. And even David Petraeus will come right out and say, well, we're building this Internet of Things. There's going to be spy chips and everything to keep track of you. And people still don't believe that. I mean, they'll come right out and say, this is what we're going to do. Mm-hmm. Seemingly innocuous devices like your rice cooker is going to be equipped with these spy chips. And people still debate it and say, that's not really happening. Or, you know, your Google glasses aren't going to be putting my face in a database somewhere.
This is an internet not of things, but of tyranny. And it's an infrastructure of tyranny that they're building, not only technologically, but they're trying to lay the legal foundation for this.
Well, that's absolutely right. And I remember being a little girl growing up watching those cartoons about the future and how your homes were going to be so efficient and the robots would be helping you and you'd just push a button and all the lights come on.
And I'd have a flying car. They promised me that. But instead, I got them in my face photographing and beyond creepiness. I mean, this is just nothing but the kind of dystopian future that the elite had planned. It was, and now we see that the internet, which was originally a DARPA creation. We see that now that is now coming to play with this Internet of Things.
Right, and Google is has acquired Boston Dynamics, so they're kind of taking all of this technology. They say, oh, that's, you know, crossing a creepy line and we're not ready to cross that road yet. But yet they are preparing all of your appliances, your refrigerator, you know, rice cookers, your light bulbs. They're equipping everything with the capability that when they are ready to tap into this technology of ultimate surveillance, they can.
They just purchased Nest for a large amount of money, which is a smart thermostat. Yeah, the singularity is really Google. Google is out there buying up all the promising technology, especially artificial intelligence. They just acquired, I think it was DeepMind. I get it confused with the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, Deep Thought. I mean, because our world is looking more like science fiction every day, but it's looking like a dystopian science fiction.
Yeah, absolutely. And I feel like the New World Order knows they're nothing without Google. And that's why Google has, you know, been at the Bilderberg meetings and talking about how they can merge with YouTube and make everyone one single online identity so that we can be easily tracked and traced and surveilled.
Yes. Well, I mean, you know, they've hired Ray Kurzweil. Of course, they call their operating system Android. We know that they're into cybernetics in the biggest way. They bought all the promising cybernetic companies, especially the ones like Boston Dynamics that are tied to DARPA. So it's very, very great concern. Let's take a look at your report.
All right.
New LED lights greeting the passengers at a Newark, New Jersey airport are doing a little more than just lighting the way.
They're spying on travelers before they even get to the security checkpoints. The lights are fitted with computer chips, cameras, sensors, and Wi-Fi antennas. They collect data that can help detect suspicious activity or aid in police investigations. We reported on these spying streetlights in 2011 when Illuminating Concepts promoted the capability of IntelliStreet lights, which include energy conservation, homeland security, public safety, traffic control, advertising, and video surveillance. Using streetlights as surveillance tools has already been advanced by several European countries. Leaked documents out of the UK Home Office revealed that the British authorities were working on proposals to fit lampposts with cameras that would X-ray passersby and undress them in order to trap terror suspects. And it isn't just for street surveillance. These LED lights are also offering an alternative to Wi-Fi for your home and office. German physicist Harald Haas has come up with a data through illumination LED light bulb where data for laptops, smartphones, and tablets is transmitted through the light in a room. Here's a patent for LED light broadband over the power line communication system. Now, considering the assignee is the Federal Law Enforcement Development Services, I doubt the end game is just upping your city's bandwidth. City offices in Minnesota installed these ceiling lights in 2010 to save money on electricity thanks to the energy efficiency of the LEDs, but the lights also transmit coded messages with the desks below, which will allow data to be transmitted over the internet, Wi-Fi style.
Now, while the Fourth Amendment affirms the right of the people to be secure in their homes against unlawful searches and seizures, people might be unwittingly bringing these spy devices right into their homes under the guise of efficiency.
Seemingly innocuous electrical appliances such as rice cookers and refrigerators are now being manufactured with Google's Android operating system and an internet connection. Of course, the suggestion is that these technological leaps are a good thing. But Google long ago announced its plans to direct targeted advertising through technological devices by using the ambient background noise of a person's environment to spy on their activities. The search engine giant filed a petition for advertising based on environmental conditions and describes using temperature, humidity, light, and air composition to produce targeted adverts. Google recently purchased smart thermostat maker Nest for more than $3 billion. Nest takes over the heating and cooling system of a person's home to direct energy consumption. Well, now the thermostats will be enhanced by Google to connect with the web. Google has made no secret about literally wanting to control your home, so now they're just making sure all of your appliances are equipped with this surveillance technology when they're ready to launch. Everything from Xbox to Verizon TV boxes have this technology that enables industries to peer right into your home and analyze your actions, conversations, and relationships. The terms of service for Xbox Live warn that a user should not expect any level of privacy concerning use of the live communication features, and to the maximum extent permitted by law, they may monitor your communications and disclose information about you. The most disturbing and worrisome Big Brother gossip is not that Xbox maker Microsoft was involved in the NSA Prism scandal or that the console sits listening 24/7 for voice commands. No, the most startling revelation is Kinect's ability to map your shape in high def.
The new Xbox One can see your penis.
Now, these are just several ways that the government has already tapped into your home, but I haven't even touched on the smartest device that you own.
Your phone comes equipped with a microphone, camera, and tracking device that gives the NSA backdoor access to everything you do and who you're doing it with.
But no, I'm not talking about your phone. I've just been talking about light bulbs and thermostats. It should be abundantly clear by now that this has nothing to do with energy efficiency and innovation.
This is about a well-planned, well-orchestrated agenda for the complete transformation of America. Educate yourself on every aspect of this agenda so that you can learn how to fight this takeover attempt.
And on simplest terms, vote with your dollars by refusing to buy into this smart technology.
Well, that's it for our news. Thank you for watching, and please support our operation here. One subscription to Prison Planet TV can be shared with up to 10 people simultaneously. It's a great way to spread the news, and it helps by supporting this operation. Well, that's it for this edition. We'll be back tomorrow at 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. And the InfoWars army is standing strong. Wake up your family, friends, and neighbors and break the matrix at InfoWarsStore.com. Learn the truth and spread the message of liberty with the world's most comprehensive collection of books and documentary films. Maintain a healthy metabolism and energize your body to perform at peak health with Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Protect your family and be prepared with survival foods and emergency preparedness kits. And now you can drink safe water with your own ProPure water filtration system, which removes fluoride and other harmful chemicals from your family's water supply. Save 10% with the promo code WATER. So join the revolution. InfoWarsStore.com.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. Members can share their passcodes with up to 11 other people, and your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.